messages from heaven. Two messages from God himself, so that people might know and understand what's happening as Jesus comes into the world. Again, the first audience to hear these heavenly messages, it's not all the kings and queens of the world or government representatives from all nations. The first people to hear these great messages from God are shepherds out in the fields at night time. It's hardly the audience you might choose if you were going to announce the arrival of the Son of God into this world. These guys are used to a bit of solitude. They're used to being out there by themselves. There's no big crowds gathering out in the paddock with them at night time to hang out with the sheep. But they have no idea what's about to disturb their evening. And again, there's heaps of carols written about all this stuff now. These blokes are hit with not one, but two heavenly messengers. And it's these messages from God himself, it's these messages that will tell us why the birth of this particular baby is an occasion for great celebration. The first message comes from a messenger from God, an angel. The angel kind of bursts on the scene right in front of these shepherds out in the countryside, and they're terrified. And so he says, "Don't be afraid." But then we hear the first message. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people." Great rejoicing. "Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." So it's the angel who says, "This is good news," to the shepherds. And the angel says, when people hear this news, they will be overjoyed. "The message," they said, "is," the angel says, "is for everyone, for all the people." But you see, it's the shepherds who are being told. This is a message for everyone, but the shepherds are hearing it. "In Bethlehem today," says the angel, "the Messiah has been born to you." This message is personal. It's announced to you. Firstly, to the shepherds, but again, this is a message for everyone. It's a personal message for everyone. And so whoever hears this message, whoever the shepherds tell, and then whoever passes it on from there, the message remains personal to whoever hears it. So even as it's written down here in Luke chapter 2, the message remains personal to whoever hears it. That means you and me today. This message is personal to us. So let me read it again. This message of great joy that's for all the people. This is the message that is personal to you too. "Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." So there's a Saviour who's come into the world, and the proof that it's all true, the sign of authenticity, if you like, is that there will be a baby wrapped in cloths lying in a food trough in a stable near Bethlehem. Because no one normally does that. And so when you go and find that, that's going to be the sign that it's all true. And so before they've even had a chance, if you like, to comprehend this first message from heaven, the second one comes in over the top. Suddenly, suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared. This lot are praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests. And so now the shepherds are confronted with what is possibly the most spectacular of any appearances in the whole of the Bible. A massive number of heavenly worshippers are all praising God. They suddenly see them all, and the second message is on their lips. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests. So as they praise God, they're proclaiming peace for those who find themselves in God's favour. Now this peace is not earned. It's bestowed on people by God himself. Those who find favour with the Lord will not be God's enemies. Rather, there will be terms of peace drawn up, if you like, between you and God himself. Now, you might have heard of a peace treaty before. That's pretty much what this is. See, because of human sin, we're all on the outer with God. All of us originally are enemies of the throne in heaven. But what God is going to do, what God is about to bring about with his Son, will bring an end to all the animosity and all the debt that we owe to God. As we heard in the children's talk, this gift of Jesus to the world is going to heal that rift between us and God, making peace possible. That's what the Messiah has come to do. That's what Jesus has come to do. And it all happens at the cross when Jesus takes upon himself the punishment for our sins. If you ever want to talk about how it all works, what makes this a rescue, or any of those sorts of questions, I'm always available. Happy to try and answer any of your questions. But this is definitely good news. And it's personal to everyone who hears it. A saviour has been born to you. And so the only question remains, what will you do with this news? Well, look at what the shepherds do. Let's go and see for ourselves, they say. This thing that the Lord has told us about. And so they head for Bethlehem. They go and witness for themselves the sign that has been given to them. Look at verse 17 there. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they'd heard and seen, which were just as they'd been told. These guys had heard two incredible messages from heaven. They don't just sit there shocked or simply say, wow, that's nice. They go and they check it out for themselves. They make sure it's true. But you see, once they know it's true, they share the message that's for all people. The good news goes out to everyone that they talk to. Everyone who hears it is amazed. Now remember, this is a message that's also personal to me and to you. You can go and verify what God has said here is true. There's a number of ways you can check that out. But once you know it's true, it's a kind of message that you pass on to others because of how good it is. And it's exactly the reason we celebrate Christmas the way we do. Let's pray. Our dear Lord, our Father in heaven, we want to thank you that your Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary, that she conceived and gave birth to Jesus. We thank you that over the course of his life, he died in our place so that our sins might be forgiven. Lord, please help us to give our lives to Jesus as our Saviour and King. Help us to live for him in all that we do. And help us to remember these things as we celebrate Christmas with our family and friends. And we pray this now in Jesus' name. Amen.